I'm your host, Carrie Arata, Akashic Records reader, psychic sleuth, and spiritual guide. And this is The Infinite Dance, the Akashic Podcast. We ask for guidance from the Universal Spirit Creator, our angels, and our spirit guides to move from soul to subconscious, from subconscious to conscious being to higher self. We request protected conduit to the realm of the highest good, aligned only to light, so that we may raise our frequencies for the good of all beings, and so that we may step back to see and to be. We do request 100% connection to source and 100% gold cord at heart chakra connection. With thanks, humility, grace, and love, so mote it be. Hello. Ramadan Kareem. Today is the first day of Ramadan. And Ramadan Kareem is a greeting. And Kareem means a generous Ramadan. You might also hear people greeting during Ramadan Mubarak. Mubarak is those who are blessed. So it's offering a blessing. It's also, Mubarak can also be a name. Just so you know, same with Kareem. We've heard those a lot as names. Yeah. So let's get into Ramadan. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Muslim New Year. It's a time of fasting, blessings, and prayers to commemorate the revelation of the first verses of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad by the Holy Spirit, Gabriel. It's a time when Muslims refrain from eating during daylight hours as an act of sacrifice, which reminds them of the challenges of the poor. Daily meals are limited to two, the first of which is iftar, which is breaking the fasting that takes place immediately at sunset. The second meal, sahur, is kind of takes place, it depends on the community and the person. It's really according to your personal preference, just before dawn. In between iftar and sahur, people are allowed to eat and drink liberally. So let's get into a little bit of Ramadan. So that's kind of the gist of what happens with Ramadan. What I have been told, and so I am not Muslim. My boyfriend is, so I am getting this information from him. He is quite the devout Muslim. He was pre-fasting before today. You know, I think he had two different days where he was fasting before today happened. And he was going to the mosque, or which the mosque is commonly referred to as the mosque, to pray more. And the Tarawih is the prayer that happens before, the praying that happens to commemorate the beginning of Ramadan, and that usually happens in the mosque. Egypt in particular, so we'll talk about Egypt, because usually at night, the cafes come alive. People will go to get food, come gather to celebrate in celebration. They compare it to Christian or Catholics' Christmas. And I think it, because of the celebratory aspect of it, but their focus really is more on the faith. And you know, there's this, I mean, it's you're really in the middle of prayer, fasting, during the daylight hours, during the month of Ramadan. And I think that's really amazing. Whereas Christmas, is really focused more in the United States. I'll go off that since that's what I know, on the celebration, the excess, right? It's not like you have like a bunch of time where you're praying. Yes, there's lights and there's festivities and people coming together, but slightly different focus. And I find that fascinating and like how did so many, myself included, get away from the prayer and the meditation and the you know, connecting to God in such a group fashion, right? I mean, it's such a like group. And of course, every Muslim is different. Some are going to be more devout than others. You know, I ask Abdallah, you know, is your family going with you? Your brother, is your brother, is your mom, is your dad, you know, to the mosque when you pray more or when you pre-fast? And he said, no, it's just me. You know, so again, everybody will take that as it works for them, as far as how much they do. But in Egypt, the mosques get all lit up. The shops are open almost all night. The streets are decorated in Ramadan themes, and the food is displayed in the shops, and customary food during the holy month. I was, and this is coming from an Egyptian. I'm reading off of Hassan Mohi the second page, and he has an interesting, I believe he's a guide. I not my guide. It wasn't one that I used or had take me and show me Egypt. But he says Egypt has a different flavor during the holy month. Ramadan is an inspiring tradition that reflects well on Islam. Muslims give food and money to the poor, as well as to travelers who cannot otherwise stop to eat when it is time to break their fast. Food is supplied by many different groups, including wealthy individuals, restaurants, and other foundations, often setting up tables along the streets for this purpose. Ramadan is the magical month that is accompanied by all the mysterious customs that have been associated in Egypt with Ramadan and often have no intrinsic link to the religion, which I'm like, huh, that's really interesting. You know, when I went to Egypt, it was Ramadan, and I didn't realize that it was going to be Ramadan. I was going more, it was going to nearer to my birthday, and the weather was not hot yet, and it was warm. It was real warm, but it wasn't the middle of summer, so I was trying to avoid those, you know, that and be there near my birthday. But to experience the prayers, and the prayers are sung by the imam from the Quran, and they're just so, for me, they touch my soul. And I've not had prayer like that touch my soul in this way. And it was so beautiful to hear when I was in Egypt. You know, I'd wake up to it, and well, I was usually awake, but greet the day and hear it. And then if wherever I was in the middle of the day, you would hear it, the prayers being sung. And you know, I'll look at the Quran in English, and it to me it doesn't translate the same way it is sung by the Imam and in Arabic. So that is just really, really touched me to hear the prayers everywhere. And there was this a cohesion of the people and coming together. And it just It literally made me feel so blissed out. In fact, I'll put on some of the prayers on YouTube at night sometimes before I'm going to bed because they're just so soothing. There's something very soothing about these prayers. And you could check them out on YouTube if you are care to hear them. And again, they sound different in Arabic. I mean, not just, obviously different language, but there's just a different feeling around them. Okay, so why focus on a religion faith in an Akashic podcast? Well, I think it's important to include all of us and all different faiths. I happen to be getting more information about this particular faith from my boyfriend. And so I get to see it through his practice. And I am inspired by his discipline and connection to his faith. It's something that attracts me to him. And so that's a personal, globally, though. I wanted to include a podcast episode about Ramadan because of the genocide that's happening in Palestine, because the Muslims there are being starved and not in their homes. And here it is, their holy month of Ramadan, and they're being blocked to get into their mosques to do the opening prayer, the Taraweeh. Again, I listened to a pronunciation, and I'm trying. So if I didn't do it great, I apologize. But that's the opening prayer, and for a faith that says we're gonna fast for a month. To honor those less fortunate and to have this closeness to God and to practice patience and to know patience with all parts of our being. And then they don't have food, to eat when iftar happens, when they're breaking the fast. So to me, that's another devastating part of what's going on. Again, my brain just can't wrap my head around it, any part of this. And I woke up the other day thinking I was having a nightmare, and I realized, oh my God, no, this is still happening. And I was like, okay, I'm feeling this devastation, just having this nightmare, going, crap, God, this genocide's still happening, and I feel like this. Imagine what these people feel like going through it. How do you celebrate amidst pain, loss, and starvation? So, with the podcast, I wanted to bring awareness to the suffering so we can focus our attention on helping, okay? Because there is now help, more help. Being able to get to those that haven't had food or medical supplies and whatnot. So by bringing the awareness to what's happening in Palestine now during Ramadan, right, their holy month, their celebratory month, we could now focus some of our attention on helping. There's ways you can donate, and I've already linked him. If you're not already following Khalid Bedoun, and I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce his name right, he's a law professor and author, and I'm just feel like he's bringing attention to what's happening, and he's also saying, okay, now how can we help? And so he has this foundation, a food kitchen, and you can donate. And they're already starting, you know, cooking and everything in this food kitchen. Not posting about food because there is a lack of the food. Because they see us too, you know, when they, it's not like there's the oppression, but then, I mean, how do you completely cut people off that the world is watching? There's also, let's see, and she, I've linked her on here on the podcast too. Her name is Bizon. And she goes by wizard_Bizon1. And she is doing, a series during Ramadan. I mean, this young gal, I am just, her tenacity and empathy and caring and, I mean, she just, where does she get it from? I'm so inspired by this young human, young girl. And, yeah, so she's one to follow, and I look forward to her stories that she will tell, every week. I think it's every Thursday on her, Instagram page during Ramadan. So, locally, ways to help during Ramadan, okay? Find restaurants or grocery stores that are halal, okay? And halal means permissible. So any object or action which is permissible to use or engage in according to Islamic law, okay? So you can find restaurants in your area that support permissible items, and that can really help. In larger cities, those restaurants or stores, you know, might not see their usual customers during Ramadan, during the hours of fasting. So giving them your business can really help. If you're in the Reno, Nevada, Tahoe area, there's Aladdin's Market and Kitchen, and I've been in there and had quite a bit of the food. It's so good. Silk Road International Market, Archie Indian Cuisine, Chicago's Pizza with a Twist, and the Halal Shack are just a few that I found in this area. So if you're local listening, those are some places to head up and give some support and to the communities during this time. And for somebody, and sidebar, for somebody who hasn't practiced a religion in a really long time, you know, you guys know my upbringing is Catholic, and, you know, I haven't done any kind of religious, but of course I do ritual, my own ritual with my Wiccan practice and the other things I do to align myself and keep myself connected to God. And I am so curious always. And when I see a large group of people able to come together through the worst of the worst and still come back to their faith and come back to humanity, and how am I going to find a smile and to to find some joy, to find some happiness. It's like, okay, they're hooked up, right? They're hooked up to that higher power. And it's so in that capacity, how we're seeing it too, to me is just, again, inspiring to watch, to view, to be able to observe this. And it makes me want to strive to be better within my practices, not necessarily that I would want to be, revert to Muslim, but it makes me look at my practices and how I can apply, right, that sense of discipline, that sense of connection to God, unwavering faith, right, trust, and really sit with that and honor that. Because when we're honoring it for ourselves, we're able to honor it for those around us. And that's why we're here, right? That's why we're here. You know, we're really here. We get so stuck that we have to know how to do everything. I talked about this a couple episodes ago. We are supposed to be able to get through stuff, tough it out. And, you know, it's fine. It's actually more than fine. It's welcomed to ask for help from those around us. Hey, I need an ear. Hey, I need some support. Hey, I need a friend, right? Whatever it is, that we have that community and look for that community and know we can trust that community in our lives. It's great to have that connection to source, right? And know the archangels are there. You know, when I hear certain parts of like the whole thing with Ramadan and the first verses of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad by the Holy Spirit Gabriel, well, I'm like, oh yeah, that's Archangel Gabriel, you know? So it's like there's that commonality with a lot of things that we have in our universe, our spiritual religious universe, that helps us to make sense of everything. But I think the communal part is something that I am just constantly inspired and really helps me to think differently about how I step into my practice for, you know, self and my community, because I think a lot about that. So if you are practicing Ramadan, Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak, I hope it's a beautiful celebration and time to feel closer to Allah and your connection. And for those that don't, I hope this was informative in a way that was intriguing and helps you to understand more. I feel like the more we understand each other, the better we are. And I have always been one to want to know what it is and how we all connect to higher power, source, God, Allah. So it's something that always, I always want to know more about. So if you have your own experiences, please let me know. You can come to the Facebook page, Infinite Dance. Love to hear your story. You can be anonymous if you don't want to share. So I can always make it so that it's an anonymous share. And the last Saturday and or Sunday of the month will be breathwork and meditation, conscious breathwork journey and meditation journey. And this month we're focusing on equinox and renewal. In April, the guide chip happens. So if you're interested in connecting with higher realm, discarnate souls, archangels, starseed, etc., that is something that you would probably want to take. It's 3 Sundays in a row, 3 hours, and there's 2 follow-up sessions from that. And there's more information at ancientbodyworks.com. Cold plunge on the moon is happening at the end of April. So if you'd like to know more about cold plunges and cold water therapy, please reach out. And remember, the last Wednesday of every month, my sessions are all 20% off. So that is a really good time to get a reading. And continue to peel back the layers of your very amazing being and continue to ask yourselves and each other, may I have this dance?